This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Today, federal judges in California are considering starting over in the ACLU's lawsuit against the gubernatorial recall election. Yesterday, three judges from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that California's October 7th vote should be postponed until punch card voting systems can be replaced. Well, now the case may be reheard by a larger panel of Ninth Circuit judges, and joining us from our Los Angeles studio is NPR's Ina Jaffe. Ina, tell us the latest. What does this new order mean for the Ninth Circuit?
It means that at least one judge of the roughly two dozen in the Ninth Circuit thinks yesterday's ruling needs to be reconsidered. It's not unheard of with controversial decisions. All the parties in the case now, the ACLU, the state of California, and attorneys for Ted Costa, the conservative activist who started the recall, they've all been asked to file briefs by tomorrow afternoon stating why they think the case should or should not be heard again by a larger panel. And the way it works is that all the judges on the Ninth Circuit vote on whether to hear the case. And if a majority vote yes, then the case is heard by a panel of 11. And the case will be heard fresh. This would not be a review of the three-judge panel's ruling yesterday. That would effectively disappear, and the decision of the 11-judge panel would become the ruling.
Now, the Secretary of State of California, Kevin Shelley, was supposed to make an announcement today on whether he would appeal yesterday's ruling. Instead, I gather he's issued a statement that says that he would abide by the Ninth Circuit's order to file a brief, so appeals in this case are on hold.
Pretty much. The Supreme Court generally doesn't take cases while they're still in play in lower courts. And certainly the possibility that a larger panel of the Ninth Circuit might take the case has given both the state and attorneys for Ted Costa reason to hope that there are some Ninth Circuit judges who would decide the case differently.
Let's review now for a moment what the appeals court judges did say yesterday. They basically supported the ACLU.
They did agree with the ACLU that punch card ballots were more error-prone than other kinds and that 40,000 ballots could be discarded in the six counties that used them. And the court said that that would be a violation of the Equal Protection Clause for voters in some counties to use less reliable ballots than voters in others. The judges didn't rule on punch cards per se. These ballots had already been decertified by the former Secretary of State as obsolete and unacceptable, and they're scheduled to be replaced by the March primary election. But half a dozen counties, including Los Angeles, couldn't replace them before the recall election, and the judges yesterday ruled that the recall election shouldn't take place until the punch cards can be replaced. They didn't name a date, but it effectively would have pushed the recall back to the March primary election.
And that created considerable confusion for example, people who've already filed absentee ballots for October.
Robert, nobody knows what to do with those ballots if the election is pushed back until March. Do you keep them? Do they get to vote again? And you destroy the old ones? There's thousands of absentee ballots that have already been cast. And there are other questions about candidates. Would they have to let new candidates file to be on the ballot that already has more than 130 vying to replace California Governor Gray Davis? And there's also a primary on that date with initiatives on the ballot. And county election officials are wondering if there is any voting system that would really be able to handle all of that.
And meanwhile, the candidates just continue to campaign.
Oh, yes, they do. They are seeking endorsements and courting their supporters. And Gray Davis is appearing with one prominent national Democrat after another all week this week. Al Gore, Jesse Jackson, Senator Kerry, John Kerry, a lot.
NPR's Ina Jaffe in Los Angeles. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Robert.